What I miss Belito Teen, and my special guest today is Nikita Samuelson. Welcome.
Hello.
Do you know, we were chatting before we started now, and I find you to be a really confident young lady. I seriously do.
Thank you so much.
No, you are, and that's a great thing to have. And especially when we shook hands as well, it was a nice firm handshake. Do you know that?
Yes.
Did you know that anyway? That it's always the thing is to have a firm handshake.
I try my best.
It makes people trust you and believe in you. Okay.
Okay.
So that's something you can take with you. All right. So, Nikita, you are a contestant in the Miss Belito Teen. Are you excited, first of all?
I'm very excited for the crowning. I've been putting in a lot of hard work and trying to make the best of it.
Tell us about that hard work. What does that entail?
So every Friday and Saturday, we get offered Simply Model classes that help us with our walks, our group walks, and just our confidence and public speaking and being able to give it our all on stage.
Do you know beauty contests, as they were once called? I don't think they call them those anymore.
No, it's not much of a beauty contest. It's more about giving back.
100%.
Yes.
So what are you going to be wearing on the night? I mean, is there a bikini section? Is there an evening dress section? How does it work?
So we do have Miss Belito Teen shirts, the white ones with logos for Rotary and the Miss Belito Teen, with a pair of denims and heels, but it's optional to wear heels. And then we have our evening gown or dress, and you can wear a short dress, a long dress, whatever feels represents you.
So it's your choice, basically.
Yes.
I bet you're having one made, aren't you?
No, I'm getting one from one of my friends at Lush Boutique.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Have you already sourced the dress? Is it
yes.
done and dusted?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure you're going to look very beautiful. You're 15, right?
I'm turning 15 at the end of this month.
Okay. Where do you go to school, first of all?
I go to Redham House Belito.
Tell us about Redham House Belito.
It's a beautiful school, beautiful campus, and it's a really good dynamic with a mix of sports, culture, academics, and it's just a lovely environment.
All right. And have you sort of looked a little bit further and decided what you're going to do with your life when you're nodding?
Yes.
Tell me.
So I definitely want to go into the medical field, and
wow.
I want to be an oncologist.
Sure.
Yes.
That's amazing. And it's a tough thing to do.
Yes.
Because sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, if you know where I'm coming
yes.
from. And, you know, you can get emotionally involved with patients
yeah.
and you know all this stuff, right?
Yes.
Well done to you. I mean, follow your dreams, right?
Thank you.
Okay. What made you enter the Miss Belito Teen? I mean, it's miles away from oncology.
I know. I entered Miss Belito Teen because I thought I was stepping out of my comfort zone, because I never really thought I'd do pageantry, and that I just can build the confidence and just have fun.
Well, that's the bottom line, having fun.
Yes.
Life is very short. But, I mean, your confidence levels, I have no problem with that whatsoever. You really are, and it's a brilliant thing. What's been the favourite part of the pageant so far?
My favourite part of the pageant has to be either the painting or the workshop, because when we did a mural painting at Salt Rock, it was really fun. It was very vibrant of colors. We just had a really good time. I got a bit messy with the paint.
Were you any good?
I hope so.
So that was a big highlight for you.
Yes.
All right. Now, what have you learnt from being in the pageant with all the other girls as well? How many are there in total?
I think there's 7 or 8 of us.
Okay.
I'm not too sure.
What have you learnt from it? If you could take anything away from it.
I've definitely grown in my confidence and being out there and not being afraid to talk to others and just be myself and just be authentic.
That's the bottom line, hey?
Yes.
No false airs and graces. Stay humble and just
yeah.
be yourself. What difference do you think you'd make in the community in Belito if you did win the title?
I think if I won the title, I definitely want to go to the surrounding communities in Belito and just help at schools, because I believe that education is a crucial part in our lives and that illiteracy shouldn't be happening, and that I feel like we can support surrounding schools with reading activities and just anything to help.
You're an A student, aren't you?
I try my best to be.
You're an A student, aren't you?
It started this year. Last year was a bit up and down in grade 8, but I've definitely tried to knuckle down.
Well done. All right. Now, finally, do you have a motto that you live your life by? I mean, and what advice would you give to other young girls who maybe want to enter the competition in the future?
I definitely have a few mottos, but one I really enjoy is from the famous Dr. Seuss, "Why fit in when you're born to stand out?" And I feel like we definitely just need to be ourselves.
I've never heard that.
Have you never?
No. Wow.
I just feel like it's better to be the best version of yourselves than try to be like others. And if I had to give any advice to anyone, I feel like just be authentic to yourself. It's the same with the quote, just be yourself and do your best at being yourself. And that's really all that matters.
How have the girls been with each other? I mean, be honest now.
It's really good.
Is there a friendship between you all?
All the girls are really sweet and just kind overall and very loving, and it's a very good environment.
Do you think sweet is a good thing to have when you're in a competition or not?
I definitely think in this sort of competition, it's a good thing to just be kind and just love everyone around you.
Well, good luck to you, honestly, from everybody here at 88 FM. We wish you well, and will you come back and talk to me when you win the competition?
I hope I do, and I would love to.
And when you finally become rich and famous, will you still talk to me then?
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Nikita. You're an absolute angel. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.